This is Senator Pat Roberts. To help honor and recognize the service and sacrifice of our Marine Corps, I have introduced a bill to redesignate the Department of the Navy as the Department of the Navy and the Marine Corps. By adding three words, we can credit the Marine Corps as a full service. We can acknowledge the Corps is on an equal footing with other services, and we can do this at a time when we are asking all of our servicemen and women to make great sacrifices for our country. Now, this change is long overdue and does not detract from the tremendous commitment and dedication of our Navy personnel or any other service. My bill does not change funding. It doesn't take away any mission or jurisdiction from the Marines or the Navy. It simply changes the name of the Navy Department to include the Marine Corps. The House of Representatives passed the House version of this bill unanimously last week. Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina led that effort. During the war against terror, 1,200 Marines have given their lives in service to our nation. It is not possible to overstate the service and sacrifice of any man or woman who wears or who has worn the Marine Corps uniform, whether in Iwo Jima 65 years ago or today in Afghanistan and Pakistan. The Corps has been first to fight for right and freedom for 234 years. Marines and Marine veterans now across the country are asking for our support, and I will continue in the Senate to make this change, this long overdue change, possible.